Hello, and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn Positive Mitzvah number 44. Positive Mitzvah number 44 is to get married through Kiddushin. As the Torah states, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, when a man and woman get married. This mitzvah is to get married through a particular process referred to as Kiddushin. What is Kiddushin? In the process of Kiddushin, the man gives the woman something of value, often it's a ring or a coin, and states, Hare at mekudeshet li v'tabat zo kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. It's clearly stating that my intention is to marry you by giving this item to you. This item is given in front of two kosher, valid witnesses, and before giving over of this item, there are two blessings recited. And that is the process of Kiddushin. It has the blessings, the giving over of an item from the man to the woman, declaring that through this process, the man has the intention of marrying her. She accepts it. The witnesses see it. And when after that process is done, the Kiddushin process is finished, and the bride at this point is called an Arusa, or betrothed. But at this point, the marriage is not yet final. For example, the couple is still not allowed to be intimate with each other. For argument's sake, you could call this being quote-unquote engaged, not fully married yet. There are two things that need to happen to finalize the marriage. What are those two things? Number one, a ketubah, or a marriage contract. So prior to finalizing this marriage, the man has to write and prepare a ketubah, or a marriage contract, listing all of the obligations that he has to his new wife. The second process to finalize the marriage is what's called the chuppah, when the man and woman go under a chuppah, or a canopy, and recite the Sheva Brachot, and he hands her this ketubah. After they recite the Sheva Brachot, which is seven blessings, under the chuppah, they are now fully married. The bride is called a nesuah. And at this point, the entire marriage process is finalized. Nowadays, we do this all in one fell swoop. At a wedding, under the chuppah, the man hands the bride the ring. They go through kiddushin. Then they conclude the Nisuin process right then and there. It wasn't always like that historically. Sometimes historically, the Kiddushin process where the man handed over the ring could have happened a year before the Chuppah. But nowadays, we do it all together. Now, as part of this mitzvah, a man and woman should not be with each other, should not be intimate together, outside of marriage. Right? This mitzvah is to marry a woman through Kiddushin, and not being together outside of Kiddushin is going against this mitzvah. The union should be consecrated through the Kiddushin. So to recap, this mitzvah of getting married through Kiddushin is a mitzvah of when a man and woman decide that they want to be together to get married through a particular process and not to be with each other outside of that. That process is called Kiddushin. And the process entails the man handing the woman something of value like a ring, clearly stating that with this handing over, his intention is to marry her. She clearly accepts it. Witnesses see it. The man gives the woman a marriage contract that writes everything, all of his obligations to her. They recite Sheva Brachot under a chuppah or a canopy, and then they are fully married. I'll mention that in my kehilah, in my community, I have the honor and the privilege to work closely with singles on their dating journeys, trying to get them to the chuppah in a healthy way with the right match. The process of kiddushin and chuppah of this mitzvah is the easy part. The hard part is getting to the chuppah, finding the right person to be under the chuppah with. I pray that all the singles find their right match and make it to the chuppah to fulfill this mitzvah very soon in good health.